Witty Comics is another comic strip creator, but one whose simplicity is perhaps its strength. It's really easy to create. It's when you visit the home site, the first thing you see, you're presented with three panels and some characters in them that are ready to go. Clearly, students are likely to want to change that, and that's very easy to do. All the information that they need to be able to edit the comic is pretty much underneath each of the panels. There are scenes to choose, and there's a gallery of scenes that you can choose from. You can add some narration, which appears at the top of each panel. You can change the characters, and there are always have two people in, so it's about a dialogue between two people. So you need to think of situations where that might be needed. So you might have two characters in a geography lesson, one's explaining a particular feature to another. Or it could be a piece of discussion. You might be asking students to take the part of a newspaper reporter and interrogate a politician, for example. When you've got the characters that you want, you can choose the dialogue that they enjoy and pop that into a speech bubble. It's only a matter of typing into a box, and that will appear straight away on the panels. If you want to develop a panel rather than having to recreate it all from scratch, you can simply click on Duplicate Frame, and then that creates an extra frame for you to use. When you're done, you can do all of that without logging in actually, but when you're done, you'll want to be able to save it out, and to do that, you'll need to create an account. For that, you'll need an email address because you can't set up your account by putting a password in and then you're straight in. The way you do it is to provide an email address and then they mail you a password that you can use to log into your account. So a school email address is probably going to be wisest for students. Once that's done, you can then save any comics that you create and you can reload them and edit them and work on them later on. Getting them out is a little bit of a faff. It's not a matter of linking to them. It's more a matter of choosing an output format and then right-clicking and saving the picture so that you get a JPEG file that you can use elsewhere. Or, of course, you can just link directly to the document using its own particular URL and then you just look at the online version. They do have a voting system, maybe used sensitively. That might be something that students could use to provide feedback to each other. But Witty Comics then. Straightforward, easy to use. One more that's easy to use.